Thank you so much. Well, this is a special day. Every day is a special day at Unity Spiritual Center, don't you think?
Yes.
A couple people think so. But today, aside from having our new staff members on board starting today, aside from welcoming in our new community members, we are about to be blessed by one of our graduating YOUers, Sophia Waldenberg, who is going to share with you a story from the book that she has helped to write. She's going to say a lot more about that when she's up here. And she is going to share with you how she has used Unity principles to change her life, to transform her life, and get prepared for a wonderful story. Sophia was one of the authors of this book, Girls Lead. And she had some at the first service. We've sold out of this book, but after the second service, Sophia will still be at the signing table. And if you are wanting a copy of this, you can sign the list to get some. We have more on order. They're just not here yet. They didn't make it on time. So Sophia, you want to come on up? And let's take a moment to welcome Sophia Waldenberg.
Okay, well, I'm Sophia Waldenberg, like Jane said. Many of you probably know me. I've been going to Unity since I was a baby, so nearly 18 years now, which is a very long time. And then I'm also part of our Youth of Unity, and I just graduated from Ferris High School, so that was a very exciting milestone in my life. Oh, thank you. And then, like Jane said as well, I was recently involved in writing a book called Girls Lead. So there's me with my book up there. The picture isn't that good, but it's okay. Basically, the book is made up of a lot of short stories. So it's similar to like a Chicken Soup for the Soul book, which is really great just because like there are little concise stories that have different messages in each of them. And the entire book really focuses on leadership and then hones in on how we can all step up, not only to make our own lives better, but also influence the world around us to make a positive impact. And the book features 26 different authors, so all the authors are girls. The book isn't just for girls, it's for guys too, because we all can use like leadership in our lives, but it does definitely have more of a focus on like the younger generation of kids, but mainly girls, I guess, just because like there's a lot of things out in the world right now that could really like let us focus on the negative parts of life, and so this book just really, has like a direction towards the younger generation and just helping have a positive influence and helping have like positive vibes going their way, kind of. And so, like I said, it was 26 different authors from all over the country. And then the foreword was written by Julie Marie Carrier, and she's the former Miss Virginia USA, and then also recognized as America's number one speaker for girls. So that's pretty cool. And then the story that I wrote was called See the Upside of the Situation, and it was supposed to be called Look at the Upside, so that's what I titled my presentation, but through the editing process, it got a little bit changed. So I'm just going to call it this in my presentation, but that's not what it's called in the book. And then later on, I'll talk a little bit about like how I got involved in the book and how I even got the opportunity to write it. But I'm going to just explain a little bit like about the story that I wrote and just what my part of the book is about. So in March of 2013, I was in eighth grade, and I was about to go into my freshman year at Ferris, and it was towards the end of the school year. Our family was just getting ready to go on spring break to Costa Rica to visit some family friends. So we had a family that we were pretty close to, and they had a girl that was my age, and then a boy that was a year older than my sister, Olivia, and then they have like a baby, and then like the parents, Rick and Lisa. And at the beginning of that school year, they had decided to pick up their family and move down to Costa Rica for a year of travel, culture, and new experiences. So that spring break, we were like, oh, Costa Rica sounds pretty nice. We're going to go down for spring break. And so we just went on a family vacation to see them. these are just some pictures of things that we did. The pictures aren't that clear, so I'm just going to explain them. So the far picture is a waterfall that we hiked to, and it was pouring rain just because there's only two seasons in Costa Rica. It's like the wet season and the dry season. So we were there when it was pouring rain. So usually you can swim below the waterfalls that we hiked to, but we didn't swim. We were like bundled up in jackets and such. And then the top one next to that of the rainforest is at a like hotel kind of hostel that we stayed at. And that was more in the rainforest, so we got to see like more of the plants, more of the wildlife, and that was really beautiful. The picture right below that is of a resort that we stayed at as well, and that was called The Springs. And the really cool thing about The Springs was that the entire resort was actually built around some hot springs that were right below the active volcano Arenal. So from your hotel room, you can see the volcano, and you can see it like spewing off steam sometimes, which is like kind of cool, kind of scary, I don't know, however you want to look at it. And then the top right one is of a boat, so that's like the sunset. We went on a catamaran for the day, and so then that was the sunset. And then the one below, it's also of the volcano that we were at. And then, so the top picture up there is of us holding toucans. At the Springs, they had a wildlife reserve. So the guy that owned the hotel was really into just like preserving the wildlife and then rehabilitating animals that needed rehabilitation. So that was what we were doing there. The picture below it is us touring a house just because there's a house for sale, and we obviously like the architecture is a lot different there. So the cool thing about that house is that the kitchen was completely open and outside rather than having everything enclosed, which is really cool. And then the picture up there that's covering the words is us tubing down like a river. And then below that is us horseback riding. And then the one up there is just like of my friend and I at the beach. And then below that is coffee, because we like went to visit some coffee fields just because coffee is like one of the main imports in Costa Rica. So it's really big there. And so there's coffee fields like where we have farmland with wheat. It's just like coffee there, which is pretty cool and different. So then to wrap up our two-week-long trip, we were there for about 2 weeks. We went back to our friend's house in San Jose, which is Costa Rica's capital, and we decided to shadow them for a day at school. So they went to the European school. The European school was different than any school I'd ever been to. It was founded by a French woman who married a Costa Rican farmer, and she decided that she wanted to implement like European-style schooling into Costa Rica, just because Costa Rica is still a developing country, so there isn't, like, some places there's good schooling, but other places the schools really don't have, like, enough funding or enough teachers to give the kids, like, a really good education. So this was a private school that she founded just to really, like, implement the European style of schooling into Costa Rica. This was pictures of the school. The far picture over here is just, like, of their playground, kind of. That's, like, a basketball court. And then down here is just like some artwork that's in the school. And then above is a picture of one of the classrooms. And so the entire school is really cool because it had kind of an outdoorsy feel to it. It was really open. The entire thing was like a circle of buildings surrounding this main field. And then in the field, there was like really big pieces of artwork and stuff like that. And then also, as you can see, the classroom is pretty simple. So it's not like anything fancy or anything. It doesn't have to have like high-tech technology, like brand new Macs to be good education. So that was one thing that was really unique about the school. And then part of the school was involved graduating with an IB, or International Baccalaureate degree, which is just something different than what we have in the US. It also involved being fluent in English and Spanish, as well as learning another foreign language. So you could pick like French, German, or Mandarin, I think. And then also, instead of having electives, like how here we can pick two electives a quarter or two electives a year or however it is, they had mandatory classes. So that was like computers, arts, PE, and then obviously like English, math, science. Then they also had Spanish history and history classes. There's just like more of a variety, I guess, and they really want everyone to be like a really well-rounded student rather than just get to pick whatever you want to do, because sometimes we don't want to do what we should do. So, and then the other thing that was crazy about this school was that there was uniforms, which honestly was a soon-to-be high school girl's nightmare. We had to wear polos, so I was not for that, but we wore polos when we went to go visit the school. So basically, all in all, we had a great eye-opening taste of what it was like to be in a completely different culture. That wrapped up our vacation, so we went on home. And then a few weeks after we'd been home, we just settled back into our everyday lives. I graduated from middle school. My sister just finished fifth grade, and then we just thought everything was normal. And then one day, my mom came to us and sat us down and told us that she'd been thinking about our time in Costa Rica, and she'd been thinking about the school that we went to go visit, and she told us that she wanted us to go there for a year and have our own year of experience and travel and new culture and language and Spanish immersion. And so we were going to, like, send in our test scores and, like, try and get us into the school, and if everything went well, then we would go down there for a year. My sister and I were shocked. And it sounds really fun, but the thing is, I was just going into high school, so it was really scary, too. Like, I had been with my same group of friends for God knows how long. It's just scary to, leave everything that you know, go into a brand new country that you're not familiar with, go to a country where Spanish is the native language, and we had never taken a Spanish class in our lives. So it was just a really scary experience. I don't think that my sister and I exactly knew what to feel. We both didn't feel like picking up our lives and just like moving and not having any friends that were just there waiting for us, like how it was here. And it was just really easy to get sucked up in like social agendas and just think about like how it could mess with our lives rather than how much we could gain from it. But my mom said that Costa Rica would not only open our eyes to the world around us, but also help us understand how a better education can really impact our lives, and just like seeing how how different ways of life are compared to what we're used to. So summer passed, and in the beginning of August, I left to begin my new adventure. And I actually went down a week and a half before my family did, just because my mom and my sister, I don't really know what they were doing. They just had to stay in Spokane longer than me, so I went down by myself with my friend's dad and her brother. So that made it even more nerve-wracking, just because I was going down to start school on time, but I was going down before my family, so like I didn't really have my family with me. So I just had to like put on a brave face and forge ahead. I was very nervous going into it, and I had no idea what to expect. And so this is just me staying with the other family. So this far picture is us, and we went to like this chocolate factory. Like, I think after the first day of school, actually, just as like a treat, because it was the first day of school. And then this was obviously like the plane ride down to Costa Rica. And then the picture up here in the far right corner is the morning after I'd gotten there. So I was pretty jet lagged, but we went on a hike, I think. And that's my friend Isabel and then her younger sister Amelia, and that's outside their house. So the first day of school was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. I was really nervous that I wasn't going to make any friends or that I would get lost or something crazy like that. And the scariest part was that I had never really taken any Spanish classes, like I said, so I didn't know what everyone was saying all the time. And it was just like really overwhelming and just a lot to take in at once. When you're not sure exactly what's going on, you're not sure exactly what people are saying, it's a little bit overwhelming. And the first couple of days of being there and just like going to school went by really, really fast. I honestly don't remember a lot of it just because I was so nervous, but it was nice having like one friend with me while I was there. So I started school with Isabel, and then we were in the same class. So it was nice that I could just like tag along with her for a little bit, but not forever, obviously, because I don't want to annoy her. So I did have to like go out on my own and make some new friends eventually. And so for the first day of school, like I think everyone knows the feeling when you walk into a room and you're obviously like the person that doesn't belong there, and you know that you don't belong there, and you feel like everyone else knows that you don't belong there, and you're just like, what am I doing here? This is crazy. I can't believe that I'm doing this. So that was basically what it was like for honestly a really long time of me going to school. I pretty much dreaded going to school every day. We couldn't wear makeup, nail polish, and we had to wear polo shirts, which sounds really small, but I made it a really big deal. And so then soon after, my mom and my sister came down to join me. So this is my sister's first day of school, but I had been going to school for a week now, and this was like our first picture together of my sister going to school. Yeah. And so yeah, this is just my whole family. And as we tried settling into our new life, we obviously had to find like a place to live. We had to find a car. We were just starting completely from scratch. So we ended up actually moving into some condos that were behind the hotel that we stayed in. And then we also found a car that was stick shift, which was really fun for my mom to figure out how to use. This is like the gardens of the condos that we stayed at, so it's like really beautiful. And then this is the supermarket. So driving was crazy. Not only were the roads rarely paved, but they were covered in potholes. There was really no street signs. Like, to get directions to somewhere, people would just say, like, oh, like, go past the blue house. They wouldn't, they're like, there was no street signs. And then going to the grocery store was like very tedious. Just like asking for directions was crazy. So everything that we did was just like a little bit mentally exhausting, not in a bad way every time, but like it was a lot to take in. And honestly, like we were pretty tired after every day just because like it was a lot every single day to do. And so we basically memorized two places, school and the store. This is one of the farmers markets that we went to a lot because it was really close to our house. So that's kind of what that looks like. And then, so making friends for me was pretty challenging. My younger sister seemed to flow into rhythm a lot easier just because she was younger than me. And so I feel like when kids are younger, it's a little bit easier for them to just like mesh. And I was obviously not like as flexible. I was a little bit more rigid. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is horrible. And in my class also, the girls and boys had been together for a really long time. So it made it a little bit harder too, just because like they were really, really close. And so a lot of times throughout the trip, I was like, I hate everything. I just want to go home. The good didn't outweigh the bad a lot of the time for me. But one day I sat myself down and I was like, you know what? I was learning Spanish. I was slowly making friends. And honestly, like everything that I learned about myself made it more positive and like made the entire experience more positive for me. And I realized like if I look at it in a positive way and I look at how much I'm learning about myself from the experiences that I'm experiencing, then it can be good. So I started to look at the upside of things, hence the name of my story. So another way that I made friends was like joining a couple different groups. So one thing that I did that was pretty crazy for myself is that I joined fencing. I don't know if any of you have fenced before, but it's like pretty fun. It's kind of crazy. So the top picture up there is of me after my first fencing tournament. And I actually won a silver medal, so that was pretty cool. Oh, thanks. And then this is just like us at the beach. Those crocodiles are like crocodiles that are in this river, and they're honestly huge. That was just like one thing that we did when we went to the beach. And then that's like a toucan from one of the reserves, I think. Another thing that I did was I joined a soccer team, and then I also started street jazz dancing. So I did like two different recitals when I was there, which was kind of cool. And then these are just like some fun things that we did. So our entire family came down. So like my grandparents and then one of my aunts came down to visit us. So that's us at Manuel Antonio, which is a beach on the Pacific side. And that's us at the beach, obviously. And then these are just like some other beach pictures. And then there's a monkey that we saw. So he's pretty cute. So like I said, I made friends slowly but surely. As I found myself looking at the upside of things, I noticed that the more comfortable I felt with myself, the more people were attracted to me. So like the more confident you are and the more positive you are, people feel those vibes. Like you're just putting that energy out there. And if you're always putting negative energy out there, how do you ever expect people to come back to you? So the more that I felt myself being positive, the more I felt people be attracted to me, which was great. That's like a great feeling. So yeah, like I said, these are just like some fun things that we did. Another fun thing that I did to wrap up the school year kind of was every year each class goes on a school trip. So we went to like a rural city in Costa Rica and we had to bus 5 hours to it and then we backpacked a half hour down to where we had to go. There's me with my backpack and then up there is like some kids in the town that we went to at the school that we volunteered at. So we volunteered at a school and then we also like painted a hospital and stuff like that. So we did a lot of different like odd jobs for them. And then below, this just says Pura Vida, which is like one of the sayings in Costa Rica. And it just means pure life. So that's a nice thing to think about. And then here is my family and I horseback riding. Up there is my mom. She's feeding a baby lamb, and he's really cute. And then here's us, and we went on a hike, I think. And then here is us going home for Christmas. So for Christmas, we did go home, and we spent like a month in December, or in January, I guess, with my grandparents. So basically, to wrap up my presentation, the entire gist of the story was that it's very easy to look at the bad parts of your life and think about every bad, negative thing that you could list off. And a lot of times I feel like we do go to the negative side rather than like flipping our mind to the positive side. But it's so easy to look at the bad parts, and it's not until you let yourself open up to the world and experiences around you do you grow as a person. And once you grow, like you realize how good actually everything is. I realized how much I was missing by playing small in my life, and how much was I missing if I didn't say yes to things, and how much was I missing if I wasn't thinking about every good thing that was happening rather than every bad thing that was happening. So I'm going to leave you with some questions. With everything in your life, big and small, how would your life change if you let yourself be uncomfortable? There's no way to get comfortable until you let yourself reach out of your everyday mindset. And then that's the end of my slideshow. Really quickly, how I got involved in the book is I joined a leadership group called The Beautiful Club, which is founded by Julie Marie Carrier. And it's just for different girls in the nation who are interested in like leadership and stepping up and being good mentors to girls. And in the end, we decided that we wanted to collaborate and write a book. So that's pretty much like how that came into fruition. And it was a really great experience all in all. It happened right after I was done with my year in Costa Rica, so it was like a great way to wrap up the year. And yeah, that's it. Well, thanks. Thank you.